This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Wednesday, September the 18th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SME News Today. It wasn't until Gordana Lalaska's son David was 14 years old that doctors in their native North Macedonia diagnosed his kidney, vision, and hearing problems as Alport syndrome. Although she has known for years that something was wrong, the news that David would battle a lifelong rare disease devastated the single mother of three, plunging her into a depression that was hard to shake. On June 10th, North Macedonia issued a stamp calling attention to Alport syndrome. Concerned friends suggested she take her mind off the situation by helping others. "They advised me to become more active in the rare disease movement," she said. Lalaska, who's from Ohrid, which is a picturesque lake resort of 42,000 people in her country's southwestern mountains. 4 years later, the postal worker has developed a reputation as a champion of raising awareness of rare diseases. Much of her success has come from promotions that are too glitzy for the public to ignore. Three promotions involved a Rare Disease Day flag. Friends took it to the bottom of Lake Ohrid, the Balkans' deepest lake, to the top of Europe's highest mountain, which is Switzerland's Mount Blanc, and high above Lalaska's hometown on a glider. Another promotion was coaxing a Macedonian radio industry figure into creating a rare disease song. Lalaska's latest extravaganza was persuading her nation's postal authorities to issue the world's first rare disease stamp, and then the first stamp commemorating Alport syndrome. Philatelists from across the globe have joined Macedonians in buying them. "The idea of a rare disease stamp came to me when I woke up in the middle of the night needing a drink of water," said Lalaska, who spent a year researching whether another country had issued such a stamp. None had, so she began a two-year process of persuading postal officials to approve the issue. From the design to the printing took 3 months. The Macedonian Academy of Sciences and Arts, a major supporter of the rare disease cause, held a gala in October 2017 to kick off sales of the Rare Disease Day stamp. The stamp honoring children with Alport syndrome came out this June, just a day after North Macedonia's Rare Disease Association, Life with Challenges, wrapped up its annual meeting in Struga, which is a mountain resort near Ohrid. Eventually, Lalaska wants to see 5 more stamps issued on specific rare diseases. The activist mom has sandwiched more traditional promotions, such as long-distance runs, between the ultra-imaginative ones. But even in those cases, she's always looked for ways to add pizzazz. She spiced up a 10-kilometer race, for example, by asking Health Minister Vinko Filipše to run with a rare disease t-shirt. His participation thrilled rare disease patients, because Filipše is the country's most important figure in instituting healthcare policies that can help them. It heartens Lalaska that her 3 children, David, now 18, his fraternal twin Audrey, and daughter Emma, who's 24, take part in many of these promotions. Life with Challenges gave Lalaska the flag that has been featured in the events. For years, Ohrid has had a tradition of anchoring a Christmas tree at the bottom of the lake, then having scuba divers deck it out with ornaments. The lake is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, partly because its water is clear enough to see all the way to the bottom. This makes the decorated tree a magnet for tourists and locals alike. To cash in on its allure, Lalaska has persuaded the local Amphora Diving Club to take the rare disease flag down to the submerged tree every year for photographs. "It gets wet," she admitted, "but it dries quickly, and the payoff is terrific publicity for the cause. We have now made taking the flag to the tree at the bottom of the lake a tradition for children with rare diseases." Although she has received a lot of fanfare for her promotions, Lalaska said all have been a team effort. She concluded her comments with the following statement, quote, "I am grateful to everyone who has taken part in these events to raise the visibility of rare diseases. It wouldn't have happened without them," end quote. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, September 17th, 2019. A few weeks ago, someone posted a question in a Facebook group for people with living with neuromuscular conditions. The question, composed of a few simple words, prompted me to stop and think. How's your life going right now? A question like this should be easy enough to answer. People often ask, "Hey, how's it going?" Yet it's different when this phrase is used with a genuine concern for someone's well-being. The multiple choice response options to this post included, "My life is great," "Good, but there are things I want to improve," / "I'm a work in progress," "Meh, okay," and "Miserable." While I was torn between options A and B, after careful consideration, I went with B, the "I'm a work in progress" description. It seemed to most accurately describe my current state. In many respects, my life is great, and I have far more things to celebrate than lament. For starters, my job provides me with an abundance of opportunities. Every day, I work with people living with a wide range of rare diseases, and I help them to build online communities. I spend my days writing, communicating with people, recording podcasts, things that many say you can't make any money doing. I also have reasons to celebrate outside of work. My summer included a trip to Disneyland, my brother's wedding, and weekly trips to the movies, though the latter is year-round. This fall, I have a couple of speaking engagements, a concert with a friend who shares my taste in folk and bluegrass music, and a trip to Boston in October with my brother and caregiver. So what makes me a work in progress? Even when I consider how far I've come in my adult years, both in terms of my health and my independence, I still have bad days. I have goals that I have yet to pursue. While I have a reputation for being calm and funny, things happen behind closed doors. Some days, I feel an inexplicable sense of guilt for relying on my families and friends for daily assistance. Then there are nights when I cry myself to sleep, thinking about a friend with SMA who died last year. I know what you're thinking. Dang, Kev, your columns usually have poop jokes and pop culture references. What's with the depressing tangent? Fear not, dear readers. I still have plenty of bathroom stories and Batman ramblings up my sleeve, if my editors will allow it. Nevertheless, I have to be transparent. A big part of writing a weekly column about my life with SMA is honesty. I wholeheartedly believe that a good life with SMA is possible, and my experience is just one of many examples. Yet no matter how good it may be, my life is far from easy. Living with SMA is hard, and sometimes I do let my difficulties interfere with my goals and mentality. On the days that my disability gets to me, I've often found that my only solution is to write my way out. My name is Kevin Schaefer, and I am an imperfect human. Though I strive to embrace the abnormalities of my life, sometimes I fail. I am a work in progress, and that's okay. I am Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.